Tevin Coleman has a dislocated shoulder, Julian Edelman underwent surgery, and Jim Caldwell has left the Dolphins organization. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, January 21st. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan revealed Monday at his press conference that running back Tevin Coleman suffered a dislocated right shoulder in the 49ers NFC Championship game win over the Packers. Coleman sustained the injury around the 9-minute mark of the second quarter after falling awkwardly on his arm. He was carted off the field and did not return to the game. Despite the injury, Shanahan said that he, quote, expects him to have a good chance to play in the Super Bowl. The 49ers didn't miss Coleman against the Packers, with Raheem Mostert rushing for 220 yards, the second most in NFL playoff history, and 4 touchdowns. A shoulder dislocation is not generally known as a long-term injury, so it's really about pain tolerance for Coleman. It's doubtful the former back for the Atlanta Falcons will rule himself out now that he's returned to the Super Bowl along with Shanahan after 4 years. Coleman's last trip to the Super Bowl was the famous game when the Falcons blew a 28-3 lead against the Patriots, and he would definitely like another shot on that stage. New England Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman underwent shoulder surgery last week and is expected to be ready for the start of the offseason program in mid-April, sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter. Edelman was listed on the Patriots injury report due to his shoulder in November, and he played through the injury the rest of the year. In recent days, he's been seen with his left arm in a sling. Edelman also played most of the season with partially torn rib cartilage, according to Schefter, which was a result of defensive lineman Henry Anderson landing on Edelman during a Week 3 win over the Jets. In addition, Edelman was slowed by a knee ailment that was first listed on the injury report December 11th, but he did not miss a game. Despite those injuries, Edelman was the Patriots' leading receiver with 100 receptions for more than 1,100 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's under contract through the 2021 season. Veteran coach Jim Caldwell won't be on the Miami Dolphins staff in 2020. Caldwell, who was hired by new coach Brian Flores in February 2019 as assistant head coach and quarterbacks coach, never coached a game for the Dolphins. He took an indefinite leave in July due to an undisclosed health issue and did not return to his on-field role. Caldwell is ready to resume coaching again. The former head coach, who last coached the Lions and also led the Colts to the Super Bowl in 2009, has been mentioned as a candidate for multiple vacant roles this offseason, including the Philadelphia Eagles offensive coordinator gig. Caldwell is a highly respected coach throughout the NFL with a history of developing quarterbacks. He was on the Fritz Pollard Alliance's recommendation list for teams looking to hire a new coach. The Alliance is an independent organization that works with the NFL to champion diversity. That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.